This is Val Hall coming to you from Indian Territory. But then again, you knew that when you clicked on the link, so don't try to act disappointed. I'm doing a Val Hall Through the Looking Glass podcast. And it's just to give you a little insight about how twisted I view ATS. Yeah. First of all, I'd like to say that I'm having a blast listening to these language difference podcasts. First, we got the guy up in Minnesota or someplace up in there who is admitting that that region of the country does not know how to speak English. And though we already all knew it, it's a blast listening to his living examples, and I just want to thank him very much. Thank you. Then we have the guy from Australia schooling us on trying to speak Australian. And I'm from Indian Territory, and I just want to warn you right now, you don't want me to even go there. You don't want me trying it. I might get locked up. You guys are a penal colony, right? Okay, you'll understand. I love you criminals south of the border. I really do. Okay, now then, moving to my favorite threads that are going on right now. Number one on the list, one of the threads that I'm just really enjoying as much as anything I've read in my over 2 years at ATS is the one-footed snorkel monster thread. This is crazy. As Huggy Bear would say, crazy, man, crazy. Okay, so this guy calls in to Coast AM, and him and his family hear all this ruckus on his trailer house roof, and they go out and they look, and there's a one-footed snorkel monster on top, and it starts doing this lethal death spin, mows down grass and stuff like that, and then it came back again, and it's crazy. And courtesy of Sparky666, which just tells me it's like an Antichrist discharge thing. Alright, so take it for what it's worth. That member gives us an animation that shows the lethal death spin of a one-footed snorkel monster. And I appreciate that very much, short of the whip knot I got on my head when I went into an epileptic seizure and hit the bookcase. Okay, my lawyer will be calling you. Now, also, I've been really up into the exploding boy threads. Multiple threads. I've been pushing on some people because they've been claiming blackout, blackout. And I'm not buying into that yet. I'm trying to stay open on all of this with the fact that the FBI is not talking much. They came in, they took over the investigation almost from the start. You know, they've got the Justice Department has the search warrant documents filed. They have them sealed, so we can't look at that, and it appears that might be under the Patriot Act, Section 215, whatever the heck that means. And I'm just trying to stay open on this. Meanwhile, a week later, we have Georgia Tech and UCLA on the same day having IEDs, that's improvised explosive devices, close to dorms and or student apartments. Now, what's getting even more interesting on the Georgia Tech issue is that on the same day, yesterday, Monday, the 10th, right? Authorities find a private jet, 10-passenger private jet, that came up missing from the St. Augustine, Florida airport. Over the weekend, they find it at an airport in Lawrenceville, Georgia, just 30 miles from Atlanta, where Georgia Tech is located. It flew in someplace between 9:30 p.m. on Saturday night and 6 in the morning on Sunday in the cloak of darkness. It comes running in under the radar, maybe. There is no air traffic controller at this little airport. But there are some curious things about this little airport. two of the 9/11 hijackers are alleged to have gone through pilot school at this little airport. So somebody steals a private jet and flies it over to another public airport. And as an authority stated, that's kind of rare to find a stolen jet at a public airport. So somebody came in the weekend, the day, 36 hours before Georgia Tech has these little IED plastic bottles all exploding in groundskeepers' hands. I find that interesting. We have a member, Ostrogoth, who, a.k.a., is Visigoth, and he has a webcast radio program out of Florida. He's the one that was nice enough to allow me to talk about my FEMA experience, and he's looking into this, and he's finding out some interesting things, and I'm looking forward to seeing what all he reveals. Now then, let's see. The other thing that has really been drawing my attention is not on the board. I want to share this with you. Remember how when Katrina blew onto land and I put up a thread, it was an ATSNN article about, I believe, the Loop, which is the offshore oil platform where tankers offload and it's pumped through a boost station and on into the refining system around New Orleans. I believed it was shut down by Katrina. And we talked about it quite a bit. And then somewhere around a week, within the first week, the officials came out and told us that the Loop was back up. Or it was at least functional and all it needed was some electricity. And then a few days after that, we were told, yeah, it's functioning. Well, I have had a pile of oil and gas journals stacking up on my desk that I haven't been able to read because I've been too busy. So today I started working through them. Now, I'm on a distribution list for these, so I have to wait until one person reads them and then it gets passed on down the distribution list. So the latest edition that I have is the 29th of September. And I haven't received anything past that yet, so I can't talk about anything past that. But on the 29th of September, the Oil and Gas Journal was reporting that the Loop was still not up. And it gave a date of around the 16th in the article that was published in the 29th edition. So it appears that we were lied to by at least 2 weeks. In addition to that little revelation, it also told that we're looking at 4 billion cubic foot per day of natural gas production out of the Gulf that will not be back online until around the end of the year or later. Which probably explains why TXU and other utilities are talking about natural gas increases of 60% to 90% on the price rate. There is a lot going on down in the Gulf, in the oil production and the gas production, that is not being reported accurately. And I hope to get a thread up on that to go over more of the facts versus what has been said in the mainstream media. Okay, that's it from me for now. I love you all, and I hope you keep doing your podcasts because you're just cracking me up. Good job, guys. See ya.